This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, we're finally back, and we say good morning. Happy Friday to everybody out there, man. And I say a happy, I mean a happy football Friday. Because, man, we got some great games. It starts tonight. Now, listen, you got to be a junkie, I admit. And it's kind of hard to sell sometimes to the family, to the wife, who's not the biggest sports fan. College football game tonight. Got to be honest, man. Bama at Oklahoma. That could go either way. That should be a hell of a game. And not just that, but we've got Saturday. The NFL decided now it's time for us to start playing Saturday games. And so you've got that going. Got a great lineup on Sunday. Saturday, by the way, a lot of playoff games, including the University of Miami going to Texas A&M with a chance to win that game. I don't think it's a long shot. Would not be surprised, but obviously you've seen the good Canes and the bad Canes. I don't need to tell you that Carson Beck needs to play well. Let's just start with the quarterback. I feel good even though they got a great pass rush, 41 sacks on the season. I think one of the tops in the country. Their pass protection is the strength of this football team. I'm not afraid to tell you. The strength of the whole football team is the offensive line pass protection is as good as I've ever seen. So we'll see how that matches up. Something's got to give in that one a little bit. The Canes run defense is obviously, if they stop the run, they're going to get pressure on him. I can't imagine he's going to sit back there, the quarterback for Texas A&M, and have a clean pocket. So, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is a big game. And I will tell you, in these games, I know one thing we used to say, man, the stars need to play like stars. And your best players need to show up. And Mezidor and Bain, to me, everybody's talking about them, man. Those guys. And if Texas A&M's going to play them one-on-one, and those tackles who have been talking a lot of trash about them, if you get one-on-one and you're not getting chipped by a second guy like Bain's been getting, this is a good show for you to really let the NFL know what you can do. They're going to be watching, man. They're going to see everybody's looking for pass rushers. Everybody at the next level, obviously looking for quarterbacks. Hello, we're the Miami Dolphins. And some other positions, but yeah, that's a big one. So looking forward to seeing what it's going to look like tomorrow. I do know two things. You can't friggin' turn the ball over. Everybody knows that, and we can't come out of this thing with like 14 penalties or 12 penalties.
Texas A&M does turn the ball over a lot, especially that guy throws a lot of interceptions. So I think they got a chance there.
Well, they do.
So Carson needs to be the Carson Beck game manager, right? Well, not the Carson Beck Louisville. He's just trying, you know, to heave the ball downfield and force plays.
You know what's amazing about Texas A&M? Just looking at them last night, yesterday in the afternoon, they got three interceptions. They got all these these pressures, and everybody says it's one of the best pass rushes. These two teams have two of the best pass rushing teams in the country.
Yes.
But they don't get – usually when you're getting a lot of pressure, you see – and sacks, you get a lot of bad throws, tip passes, then end up getting intercepted. They got three. It's weird. Just a weird number.
Very. Yeah, I know that their quarterback has multiple interception games, like three of their last five games. So,
well, listen, he can run.
Shot there,
he does. And the Canes have seen a couple teams now that have really good running quarterbacks. I think that guy at South Florida, who I'm guessing a lot of teams are going to be interested in if they can't keep him up there. I don't know if he's committed to him staying yet.
I'm trying to come up with some money to make that happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't worry.
Support the Heartline cause.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, just to get this out of the way, and maybe I have the Dolphins on the brain too much, but you're not concerned about the crowd situation?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I have our quarterback for the pro team is like just – he's scarred me with this stuff. And I know there's going to be like 107,000 people at this game.
No. And it is going to be loud. It is. And I got to tell you, if Carson pulls a Tua and comes out of this game and says they couldn't hear me in the huddle, they couldn't hear me on the line of scrimmage – it would be the dumbest thing, and Tua is just he just tries to outdo himself with stupid comments every week.
Is that why I'm like concerned about this crowd situation?
And don't do that.
I'm just making sure that you don't think it's going to be a factor here.
By the way, it makes your coach look bad. It makes your coaching staff. I'd love to know, like when Mike finally came back and he's flying back from that game in Pittsburgh, that 2-hour flight, and has time with his coaching staff in the front. And then have meetings early in the morning on very little sleep.
Yeah.
They go into the office. I'd like to know what finally set him off, either before the game, during the game, or after the game with stuff that Tua says. Because Tua says stuff, and people go, how is the quarterback not prepared for this? And they go, what is the coaching? First thing you do is, what is the coaching staff?
I wasn't trying to lead you down this path again here.
No, man.
I was just curious if you thought, because there is going to be 107,000 people there.
I get it.
Like, it is.
And guess what?
To be.
There's a whole bunch of that in the Big Ten and SEC.
Well, that's the good news is Carson Beck has played in front of that stuff.
He is.
But the other scary part of that, too, is that Tua played in the SEC for a while and probably dealt with similar
I got to tell you, though.
But
I know. Instead of just sticking with the old, we just didn't play well and I got to play better and, a lot of it's on me and taking it as the highest paid player in the quarterback position on the team by far, usually you just take the heat and leave it instead of getting into, they couldn't hear me in the huddle, we weren't on the same page on the line of scrimmage, and I'm like, hey, man, you realize you're not the only team that's ever played on the road. I mean, you realize everybody in college and pro, somebody's got to play on the road every week, and it gets loud. This game tonight is going to be loud. I don't think they're having that conversation. I think they're working on it. Hey, we've been out there, Woody. We've been out there, and we couldn't hear ourselves. It was so loud what they had it, and it's nothing like a game situation, but everybody's trying to get into it. Anyway,
there's just a lot of stuff that we've heard over the last season or two with that team that, like, I never knew was really much of a thing, but
I got to be honest with you, he has said five or six things this year for a guy that's been in the league 6 years now that I'm just trying to be nice because he's already
bothered
buried
him at a home game, remember?
He said, yeah, he did that. By the way, that's a first for that. he's had five or six things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, yeah. Let's get to Canes, Texas A&M. How do they match up? How do they match up? Could you see Miami advancing to the next round?
I could. They have to play their best 60 minutes of football. I think that Beck's got to play clean. He's got to play the best game he's played. This will be the best roster that UM has faced all year. Better than Notre Dame, better than Florida. They got some big boys up front. And let's be honest, outside of their last game, which was a stinker on the road at Texas, this team was getting votes as the best team in the country. Like, there was a debate. If they got through Texas, got to the SEC championship and won, there was a debate they were going to be a one seed out of the SEC undefeated. Now they lose to Texas. Don't have to play in the SEC championship game, so they've got an extra week off like we do. But it will be the best talent that UM has seen all year. My biggest concern, Reed, their quarterback, is dynamic. He can run. He's accurate with the ball. We like to blitz. We like to play man coverage. When you play man coverage, quarterback runs can be just like a dagger in your heart. And I think that, you know, UM, I'm sure that, you know, the defensive coaches are kind of, you know, mixing something in where they got to spy a D end or something, because, you know, that's to me is what can really hurt you. Man coverage is a quarterback runner, and they got a guy that's, I mean, he would have been top probably three for the Heisman had they beaten Texas. He would have, you know, he might have had a shot to win because he went into that second last week and he was one of the favorites. So that's my biggest concern, but this is their biggest test of the year, and it's on the road.
I was going to ask you, Gino, on the other side, is Miami's offensive line maybe the most critical unit going into this game? Because we know how good that pass rush is on the other side. I know Reuben Bain is who everybody's focusing on, especially after the comments one of the Texas A&M players made, but keeping Carson Beck upright, Could that literally be the difference between the Canes winning this football game and not winning this football game?
Oh, there's no question. I think keeping them upright, I think based on their personnel, and they're loaded. Elko got the job because he's a defensive coach. They have the personnel up front. And let's be honest, we've watched all these Miami games. I mean, Carson Beck, he can make a ham sandwich sitting back in that pocket sometimes. I'm like, wow, he has all day to throw, and he's not going to have that. You know, he's going to have to make a lot quicker decisions. Guys are going to have to get open quicker, and there's no question. Then you bring in, you know, the run game. They got to keep them off balance. I mean, we got to play our best 60 minutes of football. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. Is we got to play our best 60 minutes of football. Texas A&M, listen, the first game that I ever went to Kyle Field and broadcasted there, I remember going up in the booth. And now,
did you ever play there? Did you ever play
never played
College Station?
Never played there. But their press box at the time, it was on the other side of the stadium, but it was like 8-9 stories up. And, you know, it's old concrete building. And the engineer who is local, he just goes, hey, I'm just going to give you like a word of advice and, you know, kind of caution. Like the third quarter, the stadium starts moving. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, man, I'm from California. We've dealt with earthquakes. I'm like, we don't like buildings moving that are concrete. And especially when I'm like nine floors up an elevator shaft on the broadcast booth. And I'm telling you, this stadium starts swaying, and it is eerie, man. The whole building starts moving, and it will be amped up because their crowd is as good as any in the country, and it's gonna be very difficult, you know, to deal with the fans outside of if you give them any kind of momentum, they're gonna be into it.
I'd asked someone earlier in the week if this wasn't at College Station, if this was on a neutral site, Hurricanes would be favored, no?
I'd probably say pick them. What I mean? I think it's probably, you know, I think they once you get to the playoffs, it's similar to the NFL. What do they give them, 3 points for a home field advantage? I'd probably say a pick them. It depends on where that neutral site is. You know, I think, like, listen, SEC neutral site, BS, a neutral site is a Sugar Bowl because that's 90% SEC fans. You know, if you neutral sided them to Jerry's World, that's not a neutral site either. If you neutral sided them, I don't know, to the Orange Bowl, which is a neutral site.
It would be a good
like
neutral
of,
site.
Of the ones that are left, I think you'd have to go out to the Rose Bowl and say that's a neutral site game for Texas A&M.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. You were there for Fernando Mendoza, I'm guessing?
I was great to see him and his family. I saw him play at Cal his freshman year against USC, where he lit up USC. They lost 50-49. Then I did the Miami game where Cam Ward was a magician and pulled that one out. But he had another great game and great kid, great family. Obviously, tough circumstances with the health of his mom, but a lot of people that. You know, I didn't know knew him. They were in New York for the weekend supporting him. But wishing him nothing but the best. He's a great addition to the Heisman family. It's all good with college football with him.
I have been tweeted and chatted and texted by myriad Dolphins fans. Trade everything you have to get up high enough to get Fernando Mendoza. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't think he's getting out of the first pick.
Well, I don't think they can. I literally don't think they can do it because I don't think they have the assets, and I don't think that there's enough draft capital because people need to – if you have the overall 1, 2, 3, you kind of want to get better right now. So I don't think you're looking at draft picks way down in the future. But if you could
– if there was an opportunity to get
him. Is he a franchise changer?
Yes. Yes. I think he's one of the most accurate throwers of the ball that I've seen. He has steadily improved since his freshman year at Cal. He's tough as hell. I mean, he was getting lit up in the Big Ten championship game. I mean, he had scabs like all over the back of his hands from the awful turf and stuff they have to play on now. I mean, that kid was getting drilled. And he made some throws in that Big Ten championship game where I'm like, wow, did he really just do that? Did he fit that into that window? And Ohio State is the most talented team left in this playoff. I mean, they're top to bottom. You know, Indiana's top heavy. They have great, great players, but not the depth. And for him to pull it out was outstanding. But, yeah, if they had an opportunity. Hawk, you and I are old enough to remember Ditka giving up the entire draft for Ricky Williams. And you'd probably it doesn't work out. Like, you know, I mean, you know, it's like it sounds great and it's a great hometown story. But, you know, I mean, but a couple first round picks, if you can do that and maybe a disgruntled, quote unquote, player that's currently on the roster. I'm not saying
that might
there
be
are,
the entire roster
because I think everybody's happy to be in South Florida, not paying state income tax on those salaries. But I'm just saying if you have a disgruntled scar or two and maybe a first round pick. Yeah, heck yeah, I would do it.
I just don't think a first-round pick and a star would do it. I think it would
Well, I mean, a one, a three, and a star, you know? I mean, There's got to be some disgruntled star
starts. I go Ditka Saints. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
really?
6, 7.
Really? You go the whole draft?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you. I, didn't watch him enough this season to really determine whether he's a franchise changer.
Have you submitted your resume then to be the GM?
Although, I mean, Ditka took a swing at it. Didn't Jimmy do it too in Dallas with Herschel Walker?
No, Jimmy did the opposite. He said, you really like Herschel Walker? You can have him, and he got like 8 picks.
Right.
He got 8 picks at him, and now they weren't all first, you know, because I think I don't know how Minnesota had that many picks, but and he would take the 2 5th or 6th round picks, trade those 2 to get up in the 4th round. But Jimmy used those picks to build the nucleus of the Cowboys and what became
Super Bowl,
you know, Aikman and those guys would run. So. You know, yeah, I would do what I can. I don't know how far Fernando's going to fall. I don't think he's going to fall. I mean, the kid is, he's straight laced, good kid. He's as well prepared as anybody going into games. It's just like he's got nothing else on his mind but football. And now it's hard to do. He's already graduated 3 years at Cal, and you know, probably have a master's degree and a double master's and all this other stuff, but he is all ball and all preparation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know if this is real.
Oh.
You familiar with Jeremiah Love?
The running back for Notre Dame?
Yes.
Wait, he's transferring out?
No, he actually declared for the draft.
Declared for a draft.
Okay.
Something is floating around the internet right now that apparently, you know how on Instagram there's notes? Like over the chat, it'll have, you can have like a thought bubble where you just put something like,
like when you repost something?
It's like when you go to your DMs
and
there's like a little thought bubble and it could just be like, Merry Christmas.
Correct.
You know, or it could be like, Go Canes, whatever. You can put whatever you want in there, like a little short thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeremiah Love, apparently, this is, and again, I don't know if this is real. Just want to be clear.
You got.
I don't know if I got got. I don't know if I got got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I got got.
Okay.
It's being alleged that, or it's been posted on, this is by CFB Kings, Jeremiah Love posted, Texas A&M, you know the job, with a prayer emoji. And I don't know if it's real or not. I'm not sure.
Hey, can I just say this about people and all their wishes or whatever? That could be fine and great. But don't hook your horns to a team that's not better. Right? Like
he's still salty about week one, huh?
Hold on. No, he's salty about here's the whole problem over this whole thing between Notre Dame and Miami. They have made it seem like Notre Dame didn't get in because Miami got in.
Yeah. You lost to them too, by the way.
That's what I was about to say. Like,
right.
That's why I don't know if it's real.
If you had beaten A&M, you would have been in.
Right.
So why are you telling A&M to beat University
because
of Miami?
Because the way the selection process worked, they made it sound like Notre Dame got in. I mean, Miami got in over Notre Dame or instead of Notre Dame. And I would say if you have a bone to pick, it should be with three-loss Alabama and not a team that you lost to.
Yeah, it should be Boomer Sooner. You know the job.
Right, exactly.
Instead, he's like.
But because the way this whole thing has been set up, even in the weeks building up to it, between Miami, right,
mm-hmm.
and everybody, they made this about Miami-Notre Dame.
It's very.
So Notre Dame, even they tried to come out and mm-hmm. say, this has nothing to do with Miami. They deserve it. Meanwhile, dropping subtle hints that it did.
I really think the Miami Hurricanes are going to come out and smack this team in the teeth. You want to know, like, everybody.
They play very similar, but I would say that.
They're very froggy over there right now.
If you look at Texas A&M, and I'm going to say this, they're from the SEC, but they think that they have this cachet because they're from the SEC. But when you look at who they played.
Play no one. They
right.
They only played.
You're the least impressive Texas team there is.
Right. The only team they really played worth anything was Notre Dame. Go look at their schedule.
They nearly lost to South Carolina. They should have lost to South Carolina. And Texas beat the, you know.
But every time I keep thinking, Vlad, like I keep tuning into these press conferences, and I don't care if you talk trash, like whatever, but I keep tuning in. I would think like their coach is going to be like, hey, rein it in a little, dudes. You guys keep talking and writing checks. So did you guys hear Reuben Bain yesterday?
Oh.
So Reuben Bain's asked about all the trash talk these guys are doing. And I got to be honest with you, if I was anybody associated with the Aggies.
Look at him. He got muscles on his cheeks. Like, his cheeks look like they got muscles. He just swole.
I would be worried.
Eyelids got muscles. Eyelids look like they could do 225.
This was Reuben Bain.
I don't trust no kid with a haircut like that. Like, hey. When he doesn't care about his haircut like that.
No, but dude, he got a haircut like a 45-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when he doesn't care about his haircut.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a 45-year-old with three kids, probably had two divorces. Focus. Like, he's been through life.
He just ate a Big Mac.
Yeah, he's about to hurt. He's about to hurt that quarterback.
He got that old man strength, but he young.
Yeah, like he don't care. You got it. Like your hair. You don't care about your hairline. Like it's just,
So he definitely ain't getting faded up. Cause next time he get faded up, he gonna be bald.
He's looking like a baby Vince Wilfork right now.
Yeah. Timu Wilfork.
All right. Well, this
being all that being said, dude is terrifying. So let's not
this,
even
this
like.
This is what I'm saying. Yes.
This was his answer to all the chirping that's been going on with Texas A&M.
I guess I'll be the guy who asked the question. You know, Texas A&M's been talking a little bit. And
put some bass in your voice.
Little notebook there. You know, coach says zone out all the outside noise, but is there something inside you that says, hey, you know, that gets your attention with some of this stuff?
Oh, no, man. Man, God bless those guys. They just playing football the way they play.
Oh, no.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
oh,
let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
Blay, I don't know about how y'all do it in y'all in y'all area, but I know where I'm from. When somebody says God bless somebody who talking trash to you,
they putting pain on you. They're about to administer some
pain.
Are you cold?
Wait, Vlad. After playing with his and thinking about
and
it,
he was playing with a beard Vlad. That he don't even have.
No, he got some hairs.
He got peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. But he was pulling on it like
he was trying to be very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with peach fuzz.
I'm gonna tell you. Listen, I'm Haitian. All right, so I know Haitian tendencies and Haitian characteristics. When a Haitian man of that strength is pulling on peach fuzz and then says God bless,
oh yeah,
out the gate, he's about to administer some pain.
Hey, you want me to translate that for intangibles?
You can. I think I got the idea, but please do.
Bless their heart. Oh. That's what bless his heart.
Forgive them, Father, for they don't know. That's what he basically said. Forgive them, Father, for they have sinned. I will sack Mr. Reese.
The smile that came across his face too, when he's just
By the way, the whitest teeth. Like when he smiled, I was like, wow, my man got some good choppers.
Look at that. He's pulling on nothing.
No, he got something under there.
Come on, the way he was, how you gonna pull? If he pulled the way he was pulling on, look, that's a big pull.
That's the equivalent to Tobin's little grin when he's up to something.
Yeah, like he thinking right.
Oh, look at that.
That's it right there. Hey, that look right there.
That's the smile of death.
That look right there. And then here's what I'm here. I'm surprised he didn't say who said that.
I just like for a radio audience who's right. Like Reuben Bain has like. Because he's getting the question, he's stroking the chin, and then just the most delightful / menacing smile comes across his face, and he's just sitting him and he's like,
hey,
bless them.
The guys who asked the question, you know, Texas A&M's been talking a little bit, and I know you have your own little notebook there. You know, coach says zone out all the outside noise, but is there something inside you that says, hey, you know, that sort of gets your attention with some of this stuff?
No, man, God bless those guys. They just playing football the way they play.
Whew. Oh boy. Playing football the way they play it.
Oh no.
We talking about what they said though.
Oh no, man. God bless them.
Yeah. Hey. Can I just tell you, the last time somebody smiled and said something like that in my presence was when Reggie White picked up a 350-pound man and threw him to the side like a chew toy.
Was that after you caught him?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, so you already got him angry.
Is this fault?
Look.
The left guard, the right guard, and tackle, and it was Corey Stringer. Both of them, when we got back to the huddle, looked at me and said, why did you cut Reggie?
Jeez.
Like, they was mad at me. They wasn't mad at their technique. They was mad at me.
Sometime in the middle of the game, they're going to be shouting to him, forgive them, Reuben, for they have sinned.
Nah.
They are.
Somebody going to say, y'all asked for this. Like, you like, okay. Okay. Like, I love when people talk trash. You know, I say, you know what? They used to say that about Randy. Like, they used to say, Randy, oh, he ain't going to run by me. I'm like, y'all don't realize how fast that dude is. Like, I see that every day. He ain't even trying.
This is the holiest Canes team of all time. He's blessing them, and they got baby Jesus.
Yeah.
He's about to put some paint on.
And then, you know what's crazy? They ain't even talk about Mizidor, who could, if you play too much attention to him. Oh, man.
This is like the most delightful, like, because this isn't like fatigues, Canes. These guys are like hiding their secret rage. They're like their poker face on this stuff.
You know what the other thing, you know.
It's incredible. Like, just publicly, Vlad, I'm sure behind the scenes, behind closed doors.
Bane lets you know during the game, like when the gate is, like when he was cooking the gate, like he ate some gator after the game.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but before the lead up, they give you nothing. They're just like,
you know what's crazy is,
it's all coming in, and then the game starts.
These two teams play very similar style games. So
yeah, their pass rush is impressive.
They're the same. I hate to say this. You know what this game is going to come down to? Quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. One quarterback can move. One quarterback can't. But the last time he faced some pressure like this, he kind of.
They got ran over, though, by Texas.
Texas A&M, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it, for two teams that play very similar styles, I do think that if I had the choice, that I would go Miami's offense and defensive line over Texas' offense and defensive line.
I like the fact it's an 11 a.m. game.
There.
Yeah.
No time to get up and think about what you're doing.
Just get into it.
I mean, them 11 o'clock games are cool because, you know, we used to go in there because when we play Minnesota, we play Illinois, Iowa, we played, you know, 11 o'clock games. And we were like, good.
If any Canes fans are going to college game day, like somebody just needs to print out just a giant fathead of Reuben Bain's smile.
Yeah. You want me to get my boy going? Dave's going.
If he can, yeah, if he can bring, if he can bring the Reuben Bain smile, if that could just be behind, you know, Saban,
look at that,
McAfee,
right there,
and
right
the whole
there.
Crew, and Dez,
he does, and the thing is, he's into all that. He loves. Oh, I think I'm gonna get up early and go to game day. I think he is Canes.
You know why he was smiling? He was smiling at the things he's like.
Yeah,
he just
for the next ten, like. For the next two
like
days.
The sinister, I'm going to destroy the earth. Like that. Like,
he's going to
Marvin the Martian. Reference.
Yeah, that was very good, Marvin.
This is 2 in 2 weeks. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.